Welcome back here in the huddle right here, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. Continuing on with our Super Bowl coverage from our Radio Row Northern Version studios. Rich, let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and find a guest we're very excited about. It's Jermaine Wiggins, former Patriots tight end, current radio personality. You hear him on WEEI. He played 3 years for the Pats and helped them win the Super Bowl over the Rams. So that's an extensive resume. Jermaine, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Well, I appreciate you joining us. We're doing good as well. We're talking about getting ready for the Super Bowl. What do you remember about your own experience back in 2001 as part of the Super Bowl win over the Rams?
I tell you, the first one, it's funny that I say that because, you know, I was fortunate enough to play in two. But the first one, it's such a whirlwind. And I'm trying to think, back in 2002, we only had 1 week. So we played the game on Sunday. Against Pittsburgh, and we were on a plane headed out to the Super Bowl the next day. So it was a little bit of a whirlwind. We didn't have the week in between. But the second time I went, when I was with Carolina, we had that 2 weeks, so you could kind of, you know, soak more of it up in. But it was just knowing the magnitude of the game that you were getting ready to play in, and that ultimately, you know, the winner of this game was going to be Super Bowl champs was a pretty amazing feeling.
Yeah, Jermaine, in advance, thanks for 0-1. It's the last time I cried, so just to let you know. So, how did Bill Belichick get ready for that Super Bowl, and do you think his approach is any different now?
When you think about the approach for that Super Bowl, here's the thing you got to remember, is that we played the Rams, so we had a pretty good idea of what they were, who they were, what we needed to do. So we were able to know going into that game, okay, here's what they are, here's what they do, what did we do well against them last time, what didn't we do well? And I think that's the biggest thing when you look at that game for us. It was ultimately because of the second time we saw them, we kind of knew going into it, okay, here's what we can expect. And that's, I think, Bill did a great job of.
You know, Jermaine, you've been around the team for years. You cover the team now, and you're in the local Boston scene. But what was early Belichick like? Was he any different then, any looser then?
Well, early Bill was very similar to who he is now. You know, when you think about early Bill Belichick, I remember being with him when I was with the Jets, and he was a defensive coordinator. And then ultimately when he became the head coach of the Patriots, and I then was under him in New England, it was very detail-oriented. You know, he went over every situation. So he tried to prepare you mentally in that aspect of knowing exactly what the situations were. There were situations that he went over that you had, you know, no idea about. And I think that's the thing that Bill Belichick did a really good job of, was preparing you for anything that might occur during a football game. And he also, the thing that he was big about was, you know, it's kind of a cliche now, but it was really do your job. Do what it is that we're asking you to do. Don't try to do anything, anything else that we're not trying to ask you to do. Don't try to go above and beyond of what we want you to do. Be prepared. Understand the game plan. Know what we're asking you to do. Know what your role is. And I think the thing that really separated Bill is that everybody understood that collectively as a team, and that ultimately led to guys knowing that the guy next to me was going to be prepared, and he knew what you were going to be doing, and vice versa. So I think those are the things that you look at with Bill Belichick.
Jermaine, is it hard to get, as a follow-up, is it hard to get players to buy into that all the time? Because Mike Pennell, defensive lineman for the Chiefs, was speaking yesterday at Super Bowl media night, and he said, I didn't enjoy my time in New England this preseason because I tried to conform, and sometimes you conform too much, and it ruins your playing style, and you feel restricted. Did you ever feel that way?
No, you kind of know what they want you to do. I mean, I looked at it where, you know, hey, they were asking me to do a specific role and I was going to do it. Did I feel like I could do more? I think, yes, I did. I felt like I could be more of a passing threat in the passing game throughout, you know, the season and the playoffs. But you understood what your role was. And I think that was the biggest thing for me. And you had to learn how to say, okay, here's my role. Here's what I need to do. Even if I feel like I might be able to do some other things I'm not going to change up, you know, my style of play because of I want to be able to show and go outside the box and show that I can do more. You know what I mean? I think that's the thing that you have to understand. You have to know, okay, what is my role? And then whatever that role they're asking you to do and Bill's asking you to do, you got to say, okay, here's what I need to do. And for the most part, he's going to put you in a situation where what you do well is what he's going to ask you to do. If there's something that, you know, you don't do that well, he's not going to ask you to do it.
Jermaine, I can't help getting back to 01. It was just so much fun for me. But, I mean, you, of course, we remember the infamous Tuck Rule game and the blizzard. And I had forgotten you had 10 catches in that game. What's your memory of that game?
Yeah, that's one of those games. You know, you don't go into the game expecting, you know, especially when, you know, you're not catching, you know, that many passes during the regular season. You don't go into the game expecting, okay, now all of a sudden they're going to throw me the ball a lot. You just go in and say, okay, you know, my role was more of the pass-catching tight end and being in the right position when I got the opportunity, when the ball was thrown my direction to catch the football. And that's just the way that the game went. It went, you know, okay, now, hey, we're relying on you more in the pass game. Now you need to make plays because that's the way the game was going. This wasn't something going into the game where you go, okay, you're going to have a big game in the passing game because we're going to, you know, try to utilize you or whatever. It just basically the flow of the game is kind of how it goes. And then based on how that flow is going, you ultimately, you know, take advantage of the opportunities that are presented to you.
Be honest. Have you ever heard of the Tuck Rule? Be honest.
I did because when we played the Jets early in the year, it was a similar situation that happened. Against us. I wasn't like 100% familiar with it, but I do remember that it happened early against the Jets, and it was just kind of like, you know, and then, but at that point in time, I didn't know exactly what if they were going to overturn the call like they did. I was like everybody else. I was like, oh man, game over. But you know, then when they went back to look at it, that was the rule that was put in place, and you know, and it worked out well for us.
Yeah, I'd say it worked out well. Jermaine Wiggins, former Patriots tight end, Super Bowl champion, here with us here on the Huddle Radio Row North, getting you ready for Super Bowl 54, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. You know, I wanted to ask you this about your college days. You went to Marshall for 2 years, and then you transferred to Georgia. You missed winning a title and playing with Randy Moss at Marshall by 1 year. Do you ever wonder what it would have been like to play with Randy Moss in college?
Not really, because I played with him in Minnesota, so I was able to play with Randy Moss as a professional. Him and I played together for the Vikings, so, you know, even though I missed him in college, I was able to reconnect with him for a year in Minnesota, which was, you know, an amazing opportunity to play with one of the greatest wide receivers in the game and just see how hard he worked and just see and really see the impact that he had on the field, you know, teams double and triple teaming him because he was so dangerous, and him beating, you know, double and triple coverage because he was just so talented.
Jermaine, you were a big part of the new Aaron Hernandez documentary. What'd you think of that film? I'm hearing some people, including Devin McCourty, came out and said they weren't a big fan of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was, you know, when you live in this area and you kind of are a talking head, whether it's radio or TV, and you kind of work in the field of media. That was one of the biggest things that was going on. And, you know, they had asked me to talk about, you know, the situation as far as being in the world of, hey, at this point in time, you're following the Patriots, you're a fan of the Pats, and, you know, all this information is coming out. So I think that was more, you know, my take more on the Aaron Hernandez situation is, you know, from somebody who was in the media, you know, looking at everything that was going on, following the trial, following all the stuff. It was just pretty shocking to see this. And it was interesting to see some of the other stuff that was in the documentary that you didn't think you thought you knew everything. And then all of a sudden you got some other things like, wow, I didn't expect that, or I didn't see that coming. So, I mean, Devin and, you know, clearly played with the guy, might have a different look on him, a different view of him as a player because he was his teammate. But for me, as somebody who was just a fan and covering the team, as far as, you know, somebody in the media, it was just one of those situations where it was like, wow, shocking.
What was the process like as far as shooting it? Did it all happen? Did you just meet with them one time and shot with it one day, or was it something you did multiple over months?
No, that was it. It was just one time, you know, met with them. They asked me a bunch of different, you know, questions about, you know, what it was like, because it was right around when they filmed it, it was like 2 years ago. So this was kind of like right in the height of everything, and it was just, you know, asking what it was like, you know, as a fan, as somebody who's around the team, and seeing the team, and just, you know, your whole thought on it. So I think ultimately that's, you know, what it was. And I just basically, you know, answer questions on, you know, what I was seeing from kind of afar and my vantage point of it. Like I said, I didn't know Aaron Hernandez, but just the vantage point of, you know, seeing the team and knowing how Bill operates, and then some of these things that were ultimately coming out, and answering some of those questions. It was just, you know, just shocking. And then being from Boston and, you know, ultimately, you know, growing up in an area where you see people's lives cut short because of violence, and having friends that have lost their lives due to violence, I think at the end of the day, it just, you know, allows you to give your opinion on what's going on.
Jermaine, I got to ask you, since no one else is ever talking about it, but your thoughts on Tom Brady's future?
I think he's coming back. I just think when you look at his situation, I think this is the best fit for him. It's the best situation for him. Wherever he goes, he's going to have to start off new. He's going to have to, you know, learn a whole playbook or install his own playbook. I just think that's a lot to go on. And you know you only got a couple years left, and you don't want to maybe put your legacy in jeopardy. You go there, and he might be playing well, but maybe the pieces around him are not working out. And then it comes down to, you know, he's always been questioned about, you know, from people on the national media, not all of them, but is it Brady or is it the system? And if you go there and you don't have a successful, you know, 1 or 2 years, people are instantly going to think that the work that you put in for your whole career was all because of the system. So I ultimately think when you look at it just based on his family and being on the East Coast and kind of living in New York, I think New England is the best fit for him.
Jermaine, we'll get you out of here. Most important question of all, in addition to doing sports radio and TV, you were also a hip-hop DJ. What was your hip-hop DJ name?
It was Wiggy. It wasn't. I was just, you know, all I was doing was basically talking about doing what I'm doing on the radio now, except I was doing it on a channel that played some hip-hop music, and, you know, it was a little bit more Kanye West and Jay-Z and Beyonce talk than there was Brady, Belichick, and Kraft.
Jermaine Wiggins, Super Bowl champion, former Patriots tight end. We play a lot of his stuff from WEEI as well, so you can hear him there. So, Jermaine, we appreciate the time. Rich, thanks to you for 2001, and we'll do it again.
All right, thanks. Take care, guys.